Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and the price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's look at our livestock futures. And, again, cattle futures with a pretty good day yesterday, particularly the feeder cattle.
That's exactly right, Dave. Now, we did see another session where we saw quite a little volatility take place in our cattle trading. And by the close, the live cattle were on the mixed side. But those feeder cattle, Dave said, held with triple-digit gains. We saw several of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts score new all-time record highs yesterday, as did the boxed beef prices once again make a new record high. Now, we saw something else yesterday that I'm not sure of whether this is a record or not, but our cash feeder index was up $7.82. I'm not sure if that's the most we've ever seen on a one-day move, but that also pushed the index up to a new all-time record high. Choice box beef was up $1.92 yesterday. Select box is up $1.84. Movement of 75 loads. Cattle kill 111,000 head. And Friday is expiration of the August live cattle options. We also saw downside once again in our lean hog futures. At the moment, August live cattle down 5 cents, but August feeder cattle trading 57 higher, and October lean hogs down $1.35.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, our wheat futures slid a little bit, but corn and soybeans had a pretty decent day.
That's right. Our corn and soybeans traded and closed positive and closed near their session highs. While the wheat market saw some very, very early upside, and after that, it was all negative right into the close. The weekly export inspections yesterday were on the low side for the wheat and the corn, but very positive for the soybeans. Plus, we saw also yesterday the USDA announced that China bought more U.S. soybeans. Now, the crop condition ratings after the market's close showed the corn good to excellent rating at 75%, down 1 point from last week, and soybeans 71%, down 2 points from last week. First time we've seen any downgrading of the crop condition ratings in about a month's time, but we're still holding at very, very good levels. The percent of corn silking right now is at 75%, soybeans setting pods at 38% nationwide. Trading overnight has been on the mixed side. At the moment, we're mostly negative, and November soybeans have had quite a trading session. They've already traded well over 20-some thousand contracts. At the moment, September KC wheat down 0.75 cents, December corn down 3 cents, November soybeans 10.75 cents lower, December cotton down 66 points, September crude oil 52 cents lower, September dollar index is up 7 cents, and we're looking at September Dow Jones futures 51 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that'll wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.